She opened her purse, extracted a photo, looked at it, and passed it to Brent. It showed the wind toy in motion. Leah is gone. I'm learning to accept that. I thought I had nothing I could ask you that would help. You can't bring back her body. Then I thought about her spirit. Brent's skin tingled. He stared at the photo, then at her, anxious to hear her bidding. This is my only request, that you make 4 whirligigs of a girl that looks like Leah. Put her name on them. Then set them up in Washington, California, Florida, and Maine, the corners of the United States. Let people all over the country receive joy from her, even though she's gone. You make the smiles that she would have made. It's the only thing you can do for me. She exhaled. That's what I ask.
So I guess that definitely was one of Brent's whirligigs that Steph and her friends saw in Maine. And now we know why Brent has to build the whirligigs and place them in the 4 corners of the United States. That's his restitution to the Zamoras. I think it's really interesting why Mrs. Zamora came up with this plan. She doesn't want to get revenge on Brent because she knows that wouldn't make her feel any better. And having Brent do chores could never make up for Leah's death. Instead, Mrs. Zamora wants Brent to do something that will help keep Leah's spirit alive. Back on page 40, Mrs. Zamora said that everything happens for a reason. That's a really intense thing for a mother to say after her daughter has been killed. And I think that that's going to be an important theme or idea in this book. Even really bad things happen for a reason, and everything that happens causes other, often unexpected things to happen. Brent's reckless behavior led to Leah's death, and her death led Brent to build the whirligigs, and one of the whirligigs led that girl, Stephanie, to a happier life. Let's keep reading where we left off. We're near the middle of page 41, where it says, "You must be joking."
"You must be joking," said Brent's mother. His father strained forward in his chair. "This is crazy." He appealed to Miss Gill. "That's not the kind of thing you ask for." He faced Mrs. Zamora. "And how's he supposed to zip around the country in his private jet?" She pulled something else out of her purse. "I bought him a Greyhound bus pass. Good for 45 days. He can go anywhere." Miss Gill repeated that restitutions weren't imposed, but accepted voluntarily by the offender. Brent's parents raised one objection after another, from his commitment to the emergency room to his need for his family.